Working Parents Podcast.
Okay, we're rolling.
Here we go. Like Adele said in the beginning of, or at the end of Strangers by Nature, she's like, okay, I'm ready to go.
That new album is so good.
It's so good.
A lot of people are like upset that she doesn't
sing her ballady
as,
songs.
Yeah, or she doesn't sing as like loud and high as she used to. And it's like, well, that shit annoyed me sometimes, you know.
She's growing, you right. know. Her voice, like her music is aging just like she is.
Yeah, exactly. I like it a lot because she uses restraint, you know, which is,
yeah,
as a musician, that's much more.
I mean, these are 6 minute songs, some of them, you know,
right?
Like, imagine singing for 6 minutes straight.
Yeah, no.
Like,
anyway, welcome back to Working Parents Podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Vivian.
And this is Working Parents Podcast. I think I'm going to change that intro. I'll come up with something new.
Yeah, something catchy.
Yeah.
Although that was pretty catchy.
It was, because it was like short and sweet, simple. I don't know. We'll still use it for now.
Yeah.
I'm going to put something in development, though, in the meantime. Okay, so we checked, and the last time that we recorded this podcast was in May of this year, right? Mm-hmm. So it's been exactly, what, six, seven, eight?
6 months.
6 months?
7 months.
It's been a long time.
7 months since we last put an episode out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened in that 7 months.
I know. I wonder how many people are listening to this now and, like, being hater listening, you know? Or, like, being fan listening. Because I've made some enemies.
I think, well, we talked about this in the last episode, you know, where we've basically figured out who our real friends are, and that has only been solidified.
Yeah, and it's not based on politics. I mean, I guess that's where this whole drive started, but it's really not. It's just based on, like, are you a good person or not?
Right.
Period.
Yeah, it's partly politics, but yeah. That kind of like was the catalyst for really finding ourselves, I think. And no, you're good. She almost knocked over her microphone.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
the
more
catalyst for where the starting point, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, this whole pandemic life has just been really strange. And you said a few minutes ago how we're going into year three here pretty soon.
Yeah. What?
Say that out loud again.
We are going into year three. Meaning we have been living this life for 2 years almost. Yeah. In March, it'll be 2 years.
Yeah, just a few months. And a lot has changed.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, a lot from 2 years ago and 6 months ago when we last spoke,
mm-hmm.
Has remained the same.
Yeah.
But I think at that point, the kids were still in.
They Hendrix were starting summer break. Yeah.
So he was finishing up his first grade year.
Harrison was potty trained.
Yep. So yeah, Hendrix finished first grade online.
Mm-hmm.
So he was home that whole school year.
Yep.
And now he's in second grade, and he's doing pretty well, but I think he kind of fell behind.
He did. He fell behind, and I don't think that that's rare for a lot of these kids. I know some parents won't talk about it, but you know us, we're very transparent, and he fell behind in math. So, you know, it's either going to be tutor time soon, or we're going to have to do summer school maybe.
Yeah, Harrison is in preschool now.
And we're all sick because of it.
Yes.
He's doing that preschool thing where you go to preschool and you get exposed to all these new people because none of them are wearing masks. Don't get me started. And he's bringing home every cold and virus you can think of. And of course, it's always a game of, is it COVID or not?
Mm-hmm. Every couple of weeks, somebody's sick with something.
Yep.
And so we have literally had to spend hundreds of dollars on take-home COVID tests.
Yep.
And we for pretty much every week we're testing.
And somebody. So as a result of that, the kids, well, you know, Hendrix has missed a lot of school.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Harrison, 12 days. I mean,
they shut down his whole preschool for two weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any masking mandates here in Arizona, so.
Well, some districts do.
True. Our district has no masking mandate. And it's very evident.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go to those schools there, 99% of people are not masked.
Yeah.
And just hanging out willy-nilly. It's mm-hmm. wild. It's wild. And it's it makes so me crazy. So mad. It really pisses me off to see people not wearing masks. And, like, I shouldn't be surprised by now.
And you shouldn't be so mad because...
It makes me mad because, like, that's the one
been happening.
Simple thing that you can do to help this. To help yourselves, to help your damn kids.
Right.
And other people, immunocompromised people. You know, I work directly with people. So I do work for people who are immunocompromised. And, you know, they have been... literally quarantined this whole time. They can't go out because if they get this, they're gonna die, you know?
Yeah, that's really sad.
And like, they're just, they are, those people I feel the worst for because, mm-hmm. you know, there's nothing they can do.
There's no quality of life.
They have no quality of life right now.
Because people aren't getting vaccinated and also because... they can't get vaccinated because they are immunocompromised or right. for whatever
or they
reason.
Did get vaccinated and it didn't really do much for them.
Right.
And it's just so, it makes me mad because it's so simple and people
yeah.
won't do those simple tasks to help other people, including their own damn family members and children. Just beyond me.
Yeah, for any parents who are going through this, who have children who can't be vaccinated, we feel you.
Hendrix got his first dose a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. he's going in to get a second dose here in
on
the next
11th,
week. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah. And we feel you. We know. We see you. Because it feels like March 2020 again. It feels like Groundhog Day.
Right.
I mean, we have been a lot more lenient this year, though, with our outings and like
yes.
what people and holidays were willing to risk, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, we're both vaxxed fully and boosted. So like I have a little bit of extra confidence in that. But at the same time, like I'm diabetic and, you know, have my own issues. But I still have to go out and play gigs in public, mm-hmm. you know? I have to. I can't turn yeah. these gigs down because we have to make money to feed our family.
Right.
And that's one of our main sources of income.
You've had a career change.
Yeah. I mean last time I was working there, but I did get hired on full time. So it's really nice to have, you know, the benefits and the steady paycheck and
stability a little bit.
Yeah. I think the benefits is like the best part about it.
Yeah. And the working from home, I know it feels like maybe it's not the greatest right now because you don't get to leave, but
yeah,
it helps us in the end.
You know, it's very convenient to work from home because I can just roll out of bed at 6:30 and then I have to be working by 7 a.m., which is, you know, super early, but also like, just sit here until 3:30 and then go get the kids, you know?
And as we mentioned before, it was when the kids were having to quarantine and stay home from school, since I'm an in-office worker, employee, if you will, it was nice to have Alex here. You know, you could prop him on in front of the TV and check on them. And
yeah, I'm always yelling, hey, you guys all right? And then I hear, yeah.
I mean, they come in here and bug you sometimes because, they do. You know, they want to show you their drawings or...
yeah.
what they created.
But yeah, it's real convenient to be able to be working from here. And then if one of the kids or both of them have to stay home, I can keep an eye on them, you know, and nobody has to miss work.
Yes.
Which so many people do.
Yeah. That's a privilege that we have too right now, currently.
And because again, like if they have any symptoms that resemble COVID, they have to quarantine for 10 days.
And then they have to test after a certain amount of days so mm-hmm. that they know for sure that the incubation period. It's just, it is.
It's a hot mess.
Yeah. It's definitely not fun. If they would only mandate masks, it would be a lot better. You know, I've seen districts like Laveen and other districts like Phoenix Union, you know, they're not having to do all of this extra shit where they're quarantining kids and the kids are missing and they're, you know, school and they're not learning and
they're not having all these disruptions.
Yeah.
I've spoken to a lot of teachers who are in other districts, you know, and they're like, yeah, we haven't had those kinds of disruptions.
Disruptions.
These kind of. What did I say? Disturbances?
Disruptions.
That's a hard word to say. But because they are masked. Masks work.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my first real time being sick in over 2 years.
Yeah. I've been sick a few times.
And that's because Hendrick or Harrison directly coughed in my mouth.
He did. He does too.
It was like, oh, dude.
He just doesn't even.
Thanks.
Attempt to cover his cough.
He has such a. He has a this like he has to like call us into the bathroom when he has to poop. It's like his thing.
I have to poop.
I don't know if he wants an audience or he just needs help getting his underwear back on.
Yeah.
Because he hates when it rolls up. So I think that's partly why we're demanded so much. Anyway, so we have to get down to his level a lot.
Yeah. Or like when we're clothing him, I don't want to like bend all the way down to his level, so I make him stand on the bed because he's more at my level, right?
Well, but he'll still cough
he'll
in
just
your mouth.
Be all coughing up in your face. It's or sneezing. Just projectile. Yeah.
Or handing you boogers.
Oh yeah. Those
thankfully
are
he doesn't eat them. He just hands them to us.
Man, this kid is something else.
He's so gross too. Like Hendrix is not like that.
Not
never
at
was
all.
Either.
No.
He's so proper. Hendrix is always very like, you know, proper. Mm-hmm. His napkins, his like crossing his legs when he eats.
But he's the messiest eater.
Oh, but he, yeah, but he didn't. He never like farted and laughed about it, and you know,
his brother kind of introduced him to that.
Yeah. Harrison, on the other hand, is like constantly, look, guys, look. Fart, laughs, and it's like, who taught you that?
Me.
Yeah, true.
Oh man,
it's a free flowing house around here. Jesus,
the air is flowing.
So anyway. Yeah, the holidays, guys.
Yeah, it's
who's
December.
Who's gonna need therapy? Because I know I am.
Yeah, we got to get ready for that.
We were so stupid, guys. We hosted Thanksgiving. It was great. By the way, it turned out awesome.
It did go really well.
It was. I couldn't have asked for a better Thanksgiving. It was a lot of people, but they were all bubble people. You know, I like to call them bubble people. And, you know, now after that, like 3 days after that, we said, you know what? Let's have Harrison's birthday party that weekend, too. Big mistake. Don't do it.
Poor planning there.
0 out of 10. It's not recommended.
That entire weekend. And even though we had like 4 days off, well, no, because
no.
we had Thanksgiving Thursday. I had to work on Friday.
Yep.
And then Saturday was the party again. Like there was no rest. And then Sunday I had a gig, right? Did I have a gig?
You had a, well.
No, I had a gig Saturday night
after
the party.
Wow. Dumb. Just dumb.
Yeah, we won't be doing that again. But yeah, we are having, oh, we're not hosting.
No, we're not hosting anymore.
Christmas.
But
thank
Christmas
God.
Is coming and so's Omicron.
Omicron. This is like a fucking Transformer.
It sounds like coming to theaters near you.
Honestly, yeah.
We laughed when we heard about this one. And I know this shouldn't be, we shouldn't be laughing, but.
I don't feel as threatened by this one.
Yeah.
Like, that's my intuition talking.
As if we know anything.
I know.
About
we don't know.
COVID
we're not scientists
at all.
All I know is that we've managed to not get it.
Thank you, God.
That's us knocking on wood.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, I've seen what some of these people are going through.
Some of our close friends, too, you know, are still dealing with it after
And they're vaxxed.
Yeah, fully vaxxed. Wonder is in like day 40 now of not being able to even get out of bed.
I know.
What the hell?
I know. God, I can't imagine what that fatigue must feel like. No. I mean, maybe because I've been pregnant twice. So I don't want to assume that it's the same thing, but.
It's very strange how it affects.
I know how that people. Felt and it wasn't good.
Right. It just affects everybody in such a different way.
Yeah.
Some people have nothing at all. Some people don't make it through. Yeah. Which is insane.
Which is why it's like, you know, I said earlier that I was going to have a lot of hater listeners. But because here it's like, go. It's because, you know, I'm done. I'm done like candy coating shit. I'm done not being my true self. You know, I'm not saying like I'm a constant bitch. I know some of you just said, yes, you are. But you know what? If you think I'm a bitch, then you're just not my people. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, it's
and I can been, be a bitch. And what of it?
Since I've known you for 10 years, over 10 years now, which is insane to me, in a whole other level. You've always been that way, though. You've been able to like just shut people off when they don't like.
Oh yeah.
When it's not and not like. Oh, I'm just going to shut you off because I'm done with you.
No.
That's not it at all.
If it's a one-sided relationship, yeah. Then it's done. I'm not trying. If you're not trying, I'm not trying.
Exactly. I wish I had that talent.
It took me, I was 30.
Yeah.
10 years ago. You met me at my prime. Because I was like, no, ain't no way.
Right.
I'm going to deal with your shit no more. And I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I'm yawning.
That's just how it was, you know, that's just how it was and that's how it's going to be. I can't change who I am, you know?
No, yeah, and that's such a great thing to have because, especially at our age, you know, because we don't have time to bullshit with people anymore. It's
yeah,
either be on our level or, sorry.
And not even on our level, but at least be like in your core self, like be a good person, you know? Like,
yeah.
I remember telling somebody on social media that, you know, I've known so many people that have died of COVID personally. And their response was, well, I know somebody who died of a vaccine, the vaccine. And it was like,
okay.
Bro, that's not even the same thing. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about what I'm going through. Don't make this shit about yourself.
Well, not only that, but like.
And it's like a false equivalence.
Somebody died after they got the vaccine doesn't mean they died of the vaccine.
And so it was just like right there, I was like, oh, you showed yourself right there. You didn't even have to say anything other than that.
Right.
You instead of saying, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that, you had to rebuttal me. You were listening to rebuttal me,
right.
Not to actually listen to me as a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I knew right then and there that person wasn't a friend. So.
Yeah.
Roll your eyes, Heffa.
It's been a lot.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I talked to Nikki so much and you know what? Her and I can relate on so many levels because her and I like were very like the scales of justice.
Right. You and should be a Libra.
No, thank you.
You have Libra tendencies.
No offense, Nikki, but no, thank you. I hate shit being about me.
But that's the Libra thing is like the judge's
yeah, I know.
Weight.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what's that called?
The Justice scales.
There we go.
Yeah.
Judges weights.
Oh, wow.
That's the new name for it.
How many minutes are we into this now? We said we were going to keep episodes to 30. Stop.
I don't know. It's timing it as if it was music. So we're on bar 582 of music. Beat 3.
So what about you, Alex? Any experiences with homies that are no longer homies? Just kidding. Alex gives everybody a chance. And Alex will let you walk all over him over and over.
That has been a theme in my life, too, of like, well, because there was so much of my younger life that I didn't have anybody.
You're better than me because I could never.
There was so much, like I said, a lot of my younger life I didn't really have friends, you know. Come to find out, I know why that is now. We're not going to talk about that.
Right.
But
leave that for therapy.
Yes, that's a therapy topic. but, you know, a lot of... I always wanted to impress people and, like, have friends because I'd never had them previously, you know, when I was younger. And it's really hard for me to shut people off. Mm-hmm. Or at least it has been. But, you know, I'm 35 now and I have my, you know, my family, my job, and the things that I need to do in order to keep us afloat. And I don't have really space for people who don't suit our...
we like our values.
We
like
are. Our values, yes, good yeah. word. You know, we have our close friends that we talk to. It's funny because most of our really close friends don't live here.
They don't live here.
So we're like, we hang with ourselves and we hang with family, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, because also pandemic, you know.
Well, yeah, but even before that, like, we weren't like...
I tried. I tried bringing everybody together all the time with Friendsgiving, and like I was hosting a lot. You know, Amy, I need you to host one weekend, okay?
As soon as your house is finished.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. Let's not give out any details on that. Sorry.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Anyways, so yeah, you were saying that we have moved apart from a lot of.
Yeah, and it's not even by choice necessarily. It's just it just naturally happened.
Yeah.
I still don't have a lot of like friends anyway. You know, the ones that I am friends with that we're still in contact with and we stay in touch with. You know, like I have my like work friends that I quote unquote hang out with when I'm at work, even though I've never met a single one of my coworkers. You know, but like there's certain people that I talk to at work on via Teams. it's a strange like work relationship when you've never met your coworkers, but like you know each other because you chat with them every day and you have to like work with them as a team still, you know? It's strange.
You'll meet them again. Or you'll meet them soon.
Yeah, we'll meet up eventually.
I'm sure during the spring or whatever, you guys will have some shit happening.
Yeah, I brought up the idea of a like a holiday gathering, but it didn't really catch.
Well, because no one's gonna want to voluntarily meet unless they're getting a meal paid for.
Exactly. Our offices are like shut. Like you have to get like a special pass just to even go through the doors. And it's like only if you need your computer fixed or some shit like that, which I'm okay with because I don't have to travel all the way across town right. at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know. To get to Can work. Can you imagine that? Yeah, I would not that like would that. It's crazy out there, Alex. You don't want to be out there.
It really is madness.
The streets are crazy.
Like sitting here, though, 40 hours a week in this spot, it wears on my mental state, though.
Yeah.
You know, I do, like, I have to get out on the weekends. I think we talked about this on the last episode, too, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I guess not. But, yeah, like, I have to get out on the weekends and, like, see the world. But Vivian has been out all week.
Yeah.
And
with the crazies.
Yeah. And so she's like, no, I just want to stay home. So it's like definitely we have to compromise on that, you know.
Well, and now that the kids are back in school, they want to stay home too because they're out in school all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly being, you know, sensory overload mm-hmm. almost.
Mm-hmm. I think we've come to I don't know. It works for me because we did get to get out, you know. But then I have gigs too now more so than I did previously, and so I'm like out doing that more, but it's still work, you know. I'm not out there like socializing, and when I do go to my gigs and I have breaks, I'm not hanging out with people. I got my mask on, I am by myself. I go like outside away from people if I can,
but that's nice though to like be able to do that and not have kids, dad,
right,
dad, you know. Mm-hmm. It's nice to like be alone with your own brain and thoughts.
Yeah, but like I'm alone 90% of the time now, which I'm okay with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like I said, it kind of wears on your mental health too.
Yeah, you know who else wears on your mental health?
You,
Adele.
Just kidding,
Adele. That heifer has me bawling my eyes out every day. I have not come to a place within the album where I can't not cry. That makes sense. I still cry when I hear the album. I get to about song, you know, All Night Parking probably, and I'm like...
You ready to party at that point?
I have to skip to...
It's like a break.
Cry your heart out. Because 1, 2, and 3, I'm just like, Little Love, are you joking? Come on, no. I can't. I can't get through that album without crying yet.
You know what? This podcast should turn into like an album review podcast.
We should do that. They'd probably like us more.
Honestly.
Let's do it. You said honestly.
Okay, another album that I'm really digging right now is the Silk Sonic album that just came out.
Oh, yeah.
That's... But you said it earlier, you have to kind of be in a mood for it, though.
You can't be.
It doesn't fit every mood.
No, because when the kids are in the back, Mom, Dad.
It's too McDonald's, high energy for
you
that.
You know, it's like, bro, stop. We're trying to vibe. You're killing the vibe, you know? Yeah. It's like, no. But Adele, for some reason, calms them the fuck down.
Well, because that's the kind of music it is, you know? It's like. It's mostly just like chill, relax, hang out.
But you can't listen to nothing else when they're in the car, except for what, Colorchura.
Yeah, well, that's
Coldplay.
That's a really cool song too.
He loves that song, and it's 10 minutes long, so we get 10 minutes of peace.
He gets like a whole sensory overload from that song, but it's in a good
cool.
way.
Yeah, it's cool to see the way his body, listens to it.
Like itches his brain.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to this album today, actually, when I was running.
By who?
It's by Chris Morrissey, and it's an EP called Impact Winter Formal. Okay. It's kind of jazzy, but also like...
You listen to some weird shit, Alex.
It's really good. You should check it out. It just came out. I switched from Spotify to Apple Music again.
Oh, God.
Recently, and it's... Last night, Vivian was introduced to the lossless play there with that the Apple Music has, where it's like basically the highest sound quality you can get from a streaming service like that.
It sucked.
It didn't suck.
It was like it just, interrupting the playlist. The vibe was getting fucked up.
See, sometimes it takes a little longer to like load it if you're in a bad service area. Because it is a higher file size, you know, but it sounds infinitely better. You get a real sense of like what you're supposed to hear. Whereas with Spotify, it'll do the channel of least resistance. So sometimes you get your sound quality with the music is just not
the
as
sound
good.
Quality was good when it played, but sometimes it didn't play.
Right. Sometimes
you know what's crazy though about this whole story is that I'm so mad that I was paying for a family plan.
Well, but you
had your own Spotify account, so I had.
And I thought we had cleared this up like years ago.
So he had a Spotify family account.
We both had
a Spotify. And I had a Spotify family account, thinking he was using mine and I was using his.
Right, but no.
And then he went to get Apple Music. The fuck.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that you were paying for a whole family thing. I was paying for a whole family thing.
This is where they get you. This is where they get you. And then now they were getting $32 from us a month.
That's fucking wild. Well, now we're saving money.
We are. You know what? And I'm cutting back on all subscriptions. I'm just like,
yo, well,
we don't do this, and whatever. So I'm going to get rid of it.
I did get a new subscription, though, in the last 2 months. And that is Apple.
How much is
Fitness?
That?
It's $9.99 a month.
Lord. So you mean YouTube?
So instead of a gym.
So YouTube. Because you could just look up all those videos on YouTube.
Okay, but like YouTube workouts are just those, you know? At least these like sync up with my Apple Watch.
Okay.
All that shit is synced up. You can do whatever kind of workout you want.
I wish your Apple Watch would sync up to what do I have to do today
with
to help
programs.
My wife? Let's see.
Like
dishes,
you can do a full on like fitness
away.
Programming with Apple
help
Fitness.
Do some laundry.
So anyway, I've been enjoying it except for when I've been sick, which has been like every other week.
Yeah. Well, you were getting it for a second time. Or is this time less harsh? Because the first time was really bad on you.
So I got really sick a month ago maybe.
Yeah.
I got really sick a couple of times. Like was one after another.
Yeah.
No, yeah, not COVID at all. Again, hundreds of dollars in testing later. Yeah. And like we do the free testing when we have time to get the results because, you know, you can go to like a, we use Embry Health
now or something like that.
And like it's free, but you have to make an appointment. You have to go to it and you have to wait like at least a couple of days for the results.
Yeah. 36 hours, I would say.
Yeah. So we spend money on this test. They should be free, but
they
anyway,
will be soon.
I hope so.
But yeah, you were sick and then you and were then, okay.
And then you guys then got sick. Again.
And the boys both got sick.
You guys have had this lingering cough for weeks now.
Yeah.
But I didn't get that. I only got a little bit of congestion, which I'm still like getting over. This is like the end of it.
Yeah, you can hear it.
But I didn't get sick. Which I think I'm that's so thankful for.
Yeah. Just because I think you've already had it.
Yeah.
And again, we hadn't been sick in a while. And now Harrison's in preschool, exposed to all the germs. Oof.
I know, poor kid. Well, so that's our update as of.
Yeah.
From what May. Is today? December 5th. This will come out on Tuesday. So what day is that? The 7th?
Yeah.
December 7th. I have a few gigs coming up next week.
I started reading Untamed by Glennon Doyle.
Yeah.
I am a goddamn cheetah, okay? Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, so if you have any questions or comments or anything.
Yeah, we'll put up a question box sometime this week during on our social media.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about those because we'll be recording every Sunday night. You know, here I go lying again. Just kidding.
Well, I'm not going to make any promises, but I think, you know, we have, this studio is in flux all the time.
Why is it in flux? ADHD brain?
No, because like I work in here all day and then like I use certain things, microphones, cables, cymbals, like all this stuff here. I use certain things for certain gigs, depending on if it's a Brock Pro gig or if it's on stage or if it's with Preston or like whoever, like every kind of gig that I play uses different equipment. And so I don't have like the kind of money to spend on doubles multiple. Of everything. So, you know, it's constantly being built and rebuilt again. So that's part of the reason why we don't just like sit down and record.
Well, we'll put up a question box, and when we go to record again,
we'll answer those questions.
We'll answer those questions, yeah.
Yeah,
a follow Q&A. Us. Anything you guys want to ask.
Yep, anything.
Full transparency.
Even if you feel like we talk shit about you during this episode.
I don't
episode,
care if you do.
If you're offended, no, I'm just kidding. It's but seriously, follow us on Instagram at Working Parents Podcast. I think it's on Facebook too, but it's kind of redundant with Instagram. And then you can listen to us on any platform, Anchor, Spotify, Apple, whatever the hell else is
I
out
there.
I
wish Apple Podcasts created like your top five podcasts because that's where I listen to podcasts. I don't like going to Spotify. I don't like the setup on Spotify.
Yeah, I listened to two podcasts on Spotify in the last year. One of those was Working Parents Podcast, and the other one was Steve Gould's podcast.
Oh, wow.
And so he was my number one podcast, and I was like, well, that's the only one I listen to. I don't really listen to podcasts anymore,
though. I do, but on Apple Podcasts, because it's just a lot more organized on there.
I feel like if I have... The way my job works, I'm on calls, inbound calls, so like...
Yeah.
I can't really like listen to anything, you know, because something's going to come in and interrupt it.
True.
So a lot of the time I'm just not listening to anything.
But you know what? I think you do well on that kind of a job because when you have too long of break periods, like nobody, you know, like you lose interest and focus. Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This keeps you like in, I don't know. That's just we can talk about that next week when we talk about Alex's ADHD and the appointments he's had and the stuff that he's been trying to do.
I've missed and forgotten about.
Yeah, because of ADHD.
If that doesn't get it diagnosed. Yeah, we'll talk about ADHD next week. What else? You think? Oh,
I won't talk shit next week. I promise.
We'll listen to a couple more new albums and review them.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on Adele's new album, the only one that really actually makes me well up in my eyes is, oh God, I can't think of the name of it now. It's the one right after Hold On. To Be Loved.
Yeah.
That song gets me every fucking time. It's really fucking good.
She sings with emotion in that song. You can tell because it's not her best
voice. It's not perfect.
It's not perfect, but you could hear the emotion and it's like, oh, bitch.
Yep, exactly.
Anyways, we're Working Parents Podcast. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening and have a good Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Well, this will probably come out on Tuesday, but still have a great week, guys. We'll see you next week. Working Parents Podcast.